Oil company executives go to the White House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
There's no time now for profiteering.
President Biden calling on them to pass all the savings from the federal gasoline tax he wants suspended to consumers. Halting that tax would save us 18 cents a gallon, but Congress may not approve it. There is resistance in both parties. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls it a gimmick.
Stop waging a holy war against American fossil fuels.
Gas is down another penny today, but Republicans blame Biden regulations and policies for the price surge. He blames Russia's war in Ukraine. But Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told a Senate hearing inflation was a problem before the invasion.
What we're looking for is, you know, compelling evidence that inflation's coming down, and we don't have that.
He also says the Fed's interest rate hikes to lower prices could cause a recession. The Senate could advance with another procedural vote today, a gun control bill. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls
common sense, bipartisan, life-saving.
14 Republicans support the bill that would enhance background checks on gun buyers under 21 and incentivize states to have laws to take guns from those deemed dangerous. GOP Senator Mike Lee is a no, telling Fox.
This is a bill that we saw for the first time just a few minutes before we were asked to vote on it.
There's also money in it to bolster school safety. After the massacre in Uvalde, Texas, the superintendent there has put school police chief Pete Arredondo on administrative leave amid the investigation into slow law enforcement response. The House Democrat-led committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has another hearing today.
So far, attempts to influence state leaders and the former vice president have been laid out by the committee. Today, members plan to outline evidence that former President Trump tried to use the Justice Department to reverse the result of the 2020 election.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the FDA may further crack down on vaping. The Wall Street Journal reports it's preparing an order to pull Juul cigarettes from the stores. America's
pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listening. We could get the much-anticipated abortion decision today from the Supreme Court, or it could come tomorrow. There are still 13 cases pending as the court winds down this term. Conservative justices have faced protests at the court and at their homes from pro-choice demonstrators. If the final decision is like the leaked draft opinion showing them ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it.
Pro-choice activists linked to the extreme abortion rights group Jane's Revenge now targeting a building shared by a pro-life organization and a Michigan Republican's campaign office. Fox News received exclusive photos from Congressman Tim Walberg showing the damage done to the office he shares with Christian organization Jackson Right to Life. The group's spokeswoman telling us, quote, "We just feel that it's such a sad state of affairs that groups like Jane's Revenge are resorting to domestic terrorism and hate crimes. And that's what these are." Congressman Walberg blames the White House for the string of attacks targeting those with pro-life beliefs.
Fox's Brooks Singman, a victory in court for a Georgia father appealing the conviction that put him in prison for life in the death of his young son.
Justin Harris was convicted in 2016 of murdering his 22-month-old son, Cooper, after leaving him in a hot car for hours. But the Georgia Supreme Court said evidence presented about Harris's sexual crimes was overdone. They called it cumulative. And while he was also convicted of sex crimes against a minor, so some sexual evidence was admissible, the high court found it was to an extent that prejudiced the jury against him when it came to murder charges. Harris said he forgot his son that morning when he went to work. Prosecutors said he was unhappy in his marriage and wanted to kill his son to free himself. The justices said prosecutors did not have overwhelming evidence of that and improperly admitted the sexual evidence to try to convince the jury. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. On the ice, Colorado beat Tampa Bay 3-2 in overtime. The Avalanche lead the NHL Final 3-1, a win away from hoisting the Stanley Cup. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.